All right, folks, welcome back. This is part two of episode 8 of Revival, and we'll just kick right back to it.
You guys are starting to get close, though, right?
Okay.
The area is starting to look a bit rougher. The surrounding, suburbs and shit that you pull into look a bit more busted up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, less that people scavenged them and more that people just did smash and grabs on them. You're seeing, the occasional obvious goblin or kobold hideout. Or, you've even had to lay low for a bit as a roving band of gnolls walks across the road dragging some form of large animal behind them and then jumps off. Yeah, you're getting into...
What did the animal look like? Would we be able to... Or is it just like it's just so fucked up? We can't.
Yeah, it was large, covered with some form of tarp, and they were just kind of hauling it.
Okay,
that's not good.
Yeah, so you're hopping onto 376. You're still listening in on the radio,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you hear, like, the music just stops. Here, wait from fucking where? Oh shit, all signs, we got company. Yeah. Westbound on 376. Nice little thing, too.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Oh shit.
Hey,
not to alarm everyone, but, I do believe
orders,
talking about us.
Roll out the red carpet.
That doesn't sound particularly pleasant now, does it?
Do I know what roll the red carpet means?
Yeah.
Kill them.
It means that they're about to come meet you.
Meet.
All right.
John attempts to explain. Now you see, red carpet. They use that somewhere in the world, and it's a form of nice treatment. It's a sign of respect. It's for important people. Red must send word.
Oh, no.
Maybe that's why they call it the red carpet.
I wouldn't know someone. I wouldn't go that far, John.
So, Manway, as you're saying...
Let's approach slowly.
As you're saying, anyway, so you see a billboard that's kind of above the highway. Like, let's approach slowly. You see a couple of people with gas masks,
mm-hmm.
Spray-painted. One of them looks like an elf, the other looks like a dwarf. They are not wearing shirts. They have two bottles in their hands. They light a rag at the end of it and throw it down onto the road right in front of your car. And we kind of veers around it, kind of gets back on course. I think that's what that means.
I'm gonna.
All right. Oh man. Let's see. Do we still have the map open?
Yeah.
Or whatnot?
Okay, are we well past them now? Or because I'm about to tell John and.
Yeah, they're just, like, it looks like they weren't actually aiming for you. They're kind of, like, hurting you.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm, John Patton, I believe this is, your time to shine.
I wouldn't have them doing anything rash just yet.
You do realize they threw flaming bottles at us?
Well, you do realize that I'm on their good side right now, and that if we get on their bad side, things could get really bad.
Well, I suggest you make it known that you're on their good side, otherwise we're going to be on their burnt side.
Is there a sunroof on this vehicle?
Yes. So, you guys are driving past. Manway has kind of stepped on the gas. You see a couple of motorcycles come onto an on-ramp next to you. One of them is being driven by a very large minotaur. He's got one of those motorcycles, the choppers, with the very, very high handlebars. He's got what is very clearly a couple of large guns on his side, but he's just kind of, like, he's kind of motioning at you guys to stop, and you see a fairly large blockade forming up in front of you guys of, a couple of beat up cars with the doors torn off and shit, all spray painted.
Alright, Manway, let's slow down.
Alright.
We're obviously not gonna bash through this.
I'm okay. Try and like open the sunroof and stick my head out.
All right.
See if you recognize anybody.
Jerry is immediately shot.
You don't recognize any of these guys, but you're pulling to it. You're pulling to stop. A couple more motorcycles peel up next to you guys. They all level guns right at you. Just check.
I hop out of the car.
Uh-huh.
Howdy, boys.
The
and I tip my hat.
All right. From amidst the crowd of the blockade in front of you guys, you see a very, very large elf, actually.
Large elf. Okay.
Yeah, he's like 6'3" and built.
Damn, son.
Okay. He's got long blonde hair, but the top, like, he's got like a reverse mohawk going on.
Wait, so
the sides are really long. Yeah.
Okay.
Ends are dyed red. He's got a gas mask on. Mm-hmm. That he's got a spray painted black and red.
Okay.
He's got a sleeveless leather jacket on.
Hell yeah.
He just kind of has his shotgun that he's got over his shoulder. He walks up to you guys. Nice car. Where the fuck did you get it?
I was gonna saunter on forward.
Jerry, I believe this is, your time to shine.
Yep. Alright, sir, I don't think we've met before, but I've done business with you guys. My name's Jaron Thalatak. I'm known as Jerry around here.
Yeah,
the car,
huh?
Yeah, it's pretty nice. I'll answer your question. You know the dragon that, brought everyone through the portal to...
Yeah,
this...
fucking red. What do you think I am, stupid? Name's Peter, by the way.
Alright, Peter. Yeah, that's his car, so,
Wait, did you fucking steal from Red? What, are you crazy?
No, I'm laughing at the notion of us stealing from that guy. He's pretty powerful. We wouldn't do that. We're more of his associates now.
Really?
We would like to enlist you, if you guys are so willing, to help us smuggle this car out west.
Huh? So are you asking for a favor from us?
Well, I mean, with all the work I've done for the steel drivers in the past, if you don't want to do it, that's fine, but we...
Wait, you don't work? You don't work for us in the past? The fuck you talking about?
Ah. Wow.
Oh, this is going well.
You remember when, Well, okay, I'm going to go out of character for a second. So
yeah.
Would any one of the people that I know of have gone missing? Like any of these important people you told me about?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
Jerry would know.
Yeah. Yeah.
The quote-unquote leader.
Yes.
Of whatever this particular band is.
Mm-hmm.
Look, maybe I don't have to ask you.
Yeah.
But I know that I can ask Casey.
He kind of looks at you, backs up a bit. Somebody fucking call Casey. You see one of them kind of get into the car, pull up the radio. The fuck did you say your name was again?
Jaron Thalatak, but you can refer to me as Jerry.
You see his crony, which is like a dwarf with some biker goggles. What was that? He checks out, dude. Yeah, Casey says he wants to meet the dude.
Now, Peter, I know you gotta be like really defensive and everything, but can you please lower the guns? They're kind of frightening my elven friends.
Dude, sorry about that. We saw something that nice, and we thought you were, those assholes up in Detroit who are just like, they're constantly trying to come down here to basically strip mine the fucking place, right? We thought you were with them, right?
Oh, totally, totally warranted.
Yeah.
I don't like those Detroit guys either, but yeah, We're all good here.
All right. Yeah. Roads are kind of dangerous right now. We'll give you an escort, man.
All right.
Fuck, man. Shit. He kind of walks back, shaking his head. Hops into his car. All right, guys, roll out. You're flanked by several of these beat up, there's beat up pickup trucks with dudes sitting in the back, motorcycles, and Peter there is kind of sitting in his little convertible that he's got. Looks like a stripped down sports car, basically. He's kind of reclining in the back while his dwarf friend is driving. And you guys are heading on in.
All right.
Manway turns to John. Okay. This went a bit better than I thought it was going to.
Yeah, and that's why I said not to.
You just gotta have faith.
Right, when they were throwing the Molotov cocktails, I was a bit freaked out, but now not so much.
That's just part of who they are.
Right.
See, John over here gets it.
A little rough around the edges, but they're alright.
Yeah, so you start driving down. You see a lot of people hanging out on the roofs of buildings, and as you're getting into Pittsburgh proper...
Oh, so we're headed into Pittsburgh now?
Yeah.
We're going to have another two episodes with no combat.
No.
That's fine. You don't need combat every episode.
I'm just saying.
See, I was about to punch
somebody.
Well, I
mean, we have gone a solid three episodes.
Yeah.
We could have had combat there, but we didn't fucking shoot him.
Yeah, that could have gone poorly.
I wasn't going to shoot anybody. Jesus.
Are you, like, trying to tell Tim to play John as a murderer?
John's not that
John's not a murderer. He only kills bad guys, after all.
Okay, so... Alright, back in. You might set this as the marker point. So, you guys are going in. You notice a lot of the buildings have been tagged as various peoples. Like, they don't have a uniform tag, but it's more like each individual train crew has their own.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you'll see a lightning bolt over a large warehouse that just says Flash, right? And things like that. So you guys are being led down. You're going over a bridge. You see a rather large train switching station. There's a ton of beat up and variously modified cars in the station parking lot as you're going over on the map the Smithfield Street Bridge. So you park in that parking lot, and right in front of Station Square, you see a car, a kind of beat up SUV with the doors taken off, like a Jeep kind of, but more like just a Range Rover with the doors ripped out. And an elf steps out of it. Kind of a lanky looking guy. About 5'10", bleached blonde hair and a mohawk. Wearing a gas mask over the bottom half of his face. With some metal studs. And some runes on each one of those studs that you would... Elias and Patton would immediately recognize, show that it's enchanted. He looks over at you guys, like, drops the mask down to his neck, gives you guys a big old smile. Hey, welcome.
Casey, no, long time no see.
I don't think I've ever met you, but if I did, I forget you, so sorry.
It's totally fine. Jaron Thalatak.
Oh, yeah, you're the guy that, that helped find, Mary when she got grabbed by those douchebags, right?
The same guy.
Nice! Nice! Thank you, by the way. I don't think I ever got to say thanks personally. But,
yeah, no problem.
Nice to meet you.
Likewise.
So, what brings you guys with a car that nice to a place this shitty?
Well, I figured that you guys were just getting back from one of your runs.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking great one, well, too, man.
I don't know if Peter told you why we have that car, but I'll give you a short story. Red gave us that car because we're doing something for him. Something really important.
Nice. Also, yo, hey, I'm digging the cowboy look, man. Really digging it. What's your name?
Thank you, partner. Name's John.
John, nice. Oh, shit. Like, I think I know where you got that from. You rolling out from Alma Frida? You the stranger with the big iron on your hip? Nice, man. I like it.
But anyway, Casey, what we would need from you, if you're willing to help us with this, and you might get something out of it as well.
Yeah,
we're
yeah.
We're going to see if we can load this fine piece of machinery into one of your trains, and if on your next run out west, get as far as you can to the west and just drop us off.
That's pretty much
all we need. If that's
if you remember, memory check from this session, you were going to Little Rock.
Yeah, I know, but you're I don't trying. Know if he like knows about Little Rock and all that.
Well, I mean, you should probably ask him to take you there.
Okay, I butt John out of the way. Hey, Casey, we're looking to head back to the congregation out in Little Rock. How close do you think you can get us?
Oh, congregation? Yeah, those guys are cool. They're nice enough. Always trying to lecture you though. Oh, you with them or something?
Yeah, I'm one of them. I'm out on the mission.
Nice. Oh, you're out, I get it. Oh,
yeah,
I dig it.
Spread justice in the good word.
Nice. Alright. I don't think I formally introduced myself. Name's Casey. Casey Jones.
My name's Dr. Patton Normstrom.
And you there? Suit?
Yes. My name is Dr. Elias Adelhelm.
Oh, come on. Like, I can appreciate the suit look. It's good. I like it. But,
Elias, why don't you tell him why you're coming out here?
Well, yes. I will be conducting, along with my colleague here, a series of scientific expeditions.
Specifically in relation to your dean.
Ah, yes, the dean. Yeah, well, he seems to be very taken with the concept of nature as a pure, almost deity-like being. Whereas
hell yeah,
I
man.
Seem to provide a more grounded and factual look at the realities of the natural world.
Yeah, man, like, I think you'll be able to see when you get out there. You know, this place is beautiful, man, but it'll rip your damn face off.
Quite so.
I guess you wouldn't really be entirely with those guys then. Like, you were born over here, right? I can tell just by looking at you, right? You ain't that old.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, strictly speaking, no.
Huh?
Oh, no. What?
Well, you see... when I first came through the portal, about, I believe it was 2 months ago,
Wait, what? Yo, hold up. Wait, what?
Do I know this story?
No, I don't think so.
Well, you see,
Yeah, this is news to all of us.
Portal magic, well, not the man way. Portal magic is, rather fickle, so,
uh-huh.
When I came through, I believe it was 60... years ago, originally from the other side, there was sort of a storm or some kind of interference, and I only arrived 2 months ago.
You tell me you wasn't born over here?
No.
Huh. Well then, Grandpa. Huh. Welcome cordially. Oh, God, do I have to start speaking Elven at you?
That won't be necessary.
Good. Look, just try not to be too much of a douchebag, okay?
I have no intention of doing so.
All right, good. And, you there. What was it, Patton, right? Yeah, we actually, yeah, I've heard of you before, man. You've helped people out with, some shit. I actually got, I got some people that, need some looking after if you can help them out.
I'd be happy to lend my services.
Hell yeah, man. I appreciate it. But yeah, take a load off.
You know who else is gonna need my services? Whoever's fucking clicking in their microphone. Someone's doing something.
I don't think it was me.
I hear it again.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Tim will fucking kill you.
yeah. Come on in. Come on in. Here. It's actually kind of creepy. And you mentioned it because we just rolled in and we were just about to head off down that way anyway. So taking you guys with us wouldn't be any problem. And if you're working for Red, that asshole, you should be able to pay us for this, right?
I'm sure it could be arranged.
Yeah. Fuck, I hate working for that sort of motherfucker.
Yeah, we're being... It's a mutual working relationship here.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't see any reason not to contribute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have funding from the college as well, so money should not be an issue.
Yeah, except that I'm loath to take his money, considering that fucking lizard is the reason all this shit's fucked out here.
I'm sorry?
What? Him making that douchebag portal is the reason that nobody around here who should be here is alive. And that all of us who are just left here gotta pick up the scraps.
You're referring to, mana poisoning.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yes, that is one way of looking at it. I suppose the ecological and sociological implications of mana being introduced into a previously teeming world would be somewhat catastrophic, but...
Yeah, to say the least,
really,
man.
It sounds like Red didn't mean none of it.
Yeah, that's what he wants you to think. Don't tell me you buy that shit.
You think that Red knew what would happen when he opened the portal?
There's no way you couldn't, man.
Oh, it's not as if anyone could have known this plane was devoid of mana and yet still teeming with life beforehand.
Yeah, see if you still believe that when you get down to the congregation.
That's ominous.
Hey, Casey.
How was that supposed to mean?
Casey, the way you say that, have you ever had a run-in with a man named Michael?
Michael?
Well, not a man, but rather an elf.
An elf? Tell me what it looks like. Tell me what it looks like.
Kind of almost like you, except longer hair, no gas mask.
Uh-huh.
Very prim and proper, from what I've been told.
Uh-huh. Oh, you talking
like
about...
Talks downright southern gentleman.
He talks
like my orc friend.
Yeah. He talks a little bit like this, and all that.
Yeah, that's
sounds about right.
Yeah, we've run into that douchebag a couple of times.
Yeah, it just so happens we're hunting him.
Really? Oh, shit! We have a goddamn bona fide cowboy on a bounty hunter mission? Oh, man, I love this.
I like Casey.
Oh, this is sick.
You know, Michael thinks God's on his side, but sooner or later he's going to find out that he ain't nothing but an elf.
So he's got his hands up? That is the coolest thing I've ever fucking heard. Oh, let's go. Come on in. I gotta show this guy. I gotta show you off to the crew, man.
And now I'm going to motion to Elias to not speak up again.
You guys walk into the large building. You see a ton of of people just milling about, and on the tracks you see a decent number of trains with their own individual call signs painted onto them. You start walking forward until you see one that looks a lot better than the others in terms of, you know, upkeep. He walks up to it, kind of clangs on the side. Hey, Tony! Tony, wake the fuck up! Clang, clang, clang. You see a dwarf kind of pop out of one of the doors on the side. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ, Casey. Do you know what time it is? It's like 6 p.m. Have you been asleep up until now? I thought it was 6 a.m. Kind of looks at you guys. Who the fuck are they?
Howdy. Name's John.
Yes.
Dr. Normstrom.
Dr. Elias Adelhelm. At your service.
I'm Jerry.
So. He's looking at you. Actually, I believe I misspoke. Did I say he was a dwarf?
Is an orc.
Yeah, I misspoke. My bad. This guy is wearing a, like, stained wife beater with a lot of oil stains on it. A pretty dirty goatee. His hair is slicked back, presumably with half mixture of actual hair product and oil.
Seems reasonable.
He's wearing a pair of overalls with the straps kind of just off at the side, and a flannel shirt wrapped around his waist that seems to be being used as more of an oil rag than anything. Yeah, I was up all night working on the engine here. Casey kind of gives him a look. I was up for 4 hours working on the engine here. Gives him another look. I worked on it for 30 minutes and got wasted. So wait, are we taking these guys as cargo? Are they prisoners, or?
No, you guys are taking us to the congregation.
Oh, shit. That's where you're from or something?
Yeah, I'm heading back home.
Ah, nice. So, Casey kind of looks over at him and goes, hey, where are Belle and Molly? They're off getting some supplies. They should be back soon. Oh, speak of the devil. And right behind you, you see a orc woman and a small dwarf woman, both carrying a mixture of food, alcohol, and engine parts.
Nice.
The orc has about shoulder length, messy, dyed red hair, and what Giron might recognize as a sort of military-grade grenade launcher.
Jeez.
On her side, and a bandolier of grenades on her shoulder, along with a shotgun on her back and two pistols on her legs.
I like this one.
Oh, no. John has a love interest.
Belle, the dwarf, is wearing some long black robes with the hood up. You can see her brown hair is kind of spilling out of the front. She's kind of looking down at her feet.
Is she carrying stuff as well?
She has a staff on her back, like kind of a overly ornate, fancy-looking wizard staff. Somebody who didn't really know exactly what a wizard staff was thinks a wizard staff is. Like, she's trying to look like a wizard with it.
Alright, so 100%, I step up to the orc. Howdy. Name's Golgrek Bricksmasher. But please, not tip my hat. Call me John. Can I help you with that?
Yeah, back the fuck off. And she kind of...
Which is John laughing in character.
So she kind of puts the stuff down, walks over to Casey, puts an arm around him, goes, "This guy's already more of a man than you'll ever be."
Jesus. Kinda... Casey has a thing for large... Hey, hold on just a second here.
What?
This is some magical realm you're doing right now, boy.
No, it isn't. It is literally not. She's not particularly attractive.
Oh, okay. There's no gap moe here.
Okay. I was going to say. Yeah.
I can hear you. I can hear the look on your face.
as soon as the large orc woman goes up to... I'm like... Mm-hmm. Big. How thick is she?
You fuck.
Please stop.
This was actually not my intent.
I regret my decision.
On a range from THICK to THIQQ.
Oh, Jesus. So, anyway.
I regret everything.
Anyway, she turns over. Hey, Casey, who the fuck are these jokers? These are our new friends. We're taking them over to the congregation, and by the way, one, hitting on my girl, not cool, but you know, I appreciate it. You gotta stick to the bit. You wouldn't be the Lone Rider cowboy without it. Like, it's kinda sick. But seriously, don't. I'll kill you.
I'm already planning on beating up Casey.
I'll fucking
We've
kill you.
We've confirmed that she's thick, then, right?
Fuck off!
Okay, fine. I'm done.
So, Dwarf kind of goes into the train, puts the things down, stands over by him. I feel an ominous aura about these ones.
I'm going to immediately check the mana, like, field around us for an actual mm-hmm. ominous aura.
Yeah, no.
I'm going to just go, mm-hmm, that's interesting. I don't suppose that there would be a real aura about us.
It's probably me.
Kind of the jacket, looks kind up... Of... Looks up at you, puts her staff down, like in front of her.
Who is you?
What?
Me or Jerry?
Like all of you in general. Oh, like okay. She's posturing.
Uh huh.
Staff in hand. Welcome. While here, you will be under my protection.
Does she seem particularly strong?
Not really.
I squat down. I extend a hand. Howdy. Name's John. You are?
John, the king of introductions.
They refer to me as Bell.
I'm trying hard not to laugh here. In character and out.
A name passed to me in reference to the greatest witch to live in these lands before we... She's kind of holding this pose.
Around the head, and I walk back into life.
Like, staff extended, like, towards you guys. She's kind of standing there, waiting for a response from you guys.
We do appreciate the protection, Bell. We feel safer with you here.
Brings the staff closer, looks satisfied, walks into the train.
Alright.
Sometimes you just gotta play to it.
I mean, if you say so.
It's probably better than Machina, I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
Alright, guys. So, John Wayne, Professor.
I assume that me and Manway both say yes at the same time.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus, it's gonna get hard. Fuck it, I'm not coming up with nicknames for you guys.
Nice cop.
Anyway, I'm sorry. Fuck was that?
Nothing.
Welcome aboard. This view you hear? Named Snowglade. Fuck are you looking at me like that for?
Nothing. This is a fantastic machine. I'm sure it is quick and powerful.
Hell yeah, man. Most reliable one we got.
Now, wait a second. I'd like to actually... When way back in episode one, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I was coming through the portal, I seem to remember being in front of something like this, like a train.
Yeah, now that you mention it, yeah. You're starting to get those memories? Yeah, this is the train and this is that guy.
You ask Casey if he remembers you from episode one.
Well, I mean, I don't know if that actually even happened, or if it was just if I was actually seen on the tracks, or if it was just a vision, or.
Well, they said, and this is obviously out of character.
Yeah.
They said, Casey, there's someone on the tracks.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Wait. So would they? Does he recognize me at all, or is he already?
It doesn't seem like he does. But remember as well, you look pretty different from what you did before. You're wearing the suit and everything now.
Yeah, that's true. Alright.
So, I mean, if you want to ask in character, you could ask.
Well, I mean, it's coming back to me, but I don't even know what I would ask about, like... Okay, as it's coming back to me, I'm gonna turn to Casey and... Because after seeing this train, it's sort of coming back to me. It's
yeah.
I'm trying to think of... Have I seen the front of the train yet?
Yeah, so you walk around, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh god, train aficionados are gonna get so pissed at me.
Yeah, there's so many train aficionados listening to this.
Dude, you would be surprised.
There's train aficionados listening to this.
So,
there's a train on the logo.
So. Yeah, it is a fairly... So, basically from what you can see, it's a cargo train with the... fucking god, I'm bad at this. I don't know train terminology.
It's one of those like 1800s, early 1900s.
Hell no, it isn't. What are you, stupid? Do you think they could keep one of those running? Fuck no.
I don't know, man.
Everyone hates Matt.
So
it's a basically BNSF train.
Yeah, whatever. The front engine's got a, you've got, fuck it, I'll link a fucking picture of what a train looks like.
link in the description.
Yeah. Roughly what a train looks like. Imagine this, the color scheme that he's going for with it is a sort of a green, he's got a green and blue, it's got all this forest iconography over it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it looks like an enchanted elven forest on the front. It's carrying a couple of sleeper, like a couple of passenger cars, and then a lot of large cargo containers filled with who knows what. You aren't entirely sure. The entire train is spray painted with graffiti from each of the members. And it's pretty easy to tell who's are whose. You've got a bunch of weird arcane runes and, like, you know, witch cauldrons and things like that. You've got a bunch of guns. You've got other trains. And then you've got a bunch of, like, just random nonsense that you aren't entirely sure what it is. Like a revolver on top of a guitar. And stuff like that. Things that John would recognize as, like, classic cowboy iconography. Right. Like, you see a poorly spray-painted Clint Eastwood mural. Nice. Like, man with no
His
name.
His eyes are, like, all fucked up.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Alright, but I recognize this stuff. It's cowboys.
Is there anything on the train... Like, that I would start to remember that having seen before, but that I should have not been able to... That I shouldn't have seen yet. See where I'm going with this?
Yeah, yeah. So, if you look at around the front of... The front side of the train, like, the actual head,
mm-hmm.
you see a large, spiked cowcatcher at the front.
Alright.
That you remember barreling towards you.
So as I'm walking up to it,
it's very distinctive.
As I'm walking up to it, I'm going to just sort of absentmindedly mention spikes or front grill, the clearing the rails. Casey, have we met before?
Huh?
The front of your train, it has some sort of grill, a metal.
Yeah, that's to throw shit off the track that's in front of you. Wait, you said you only been here like a couple of weeks. How the fuck do you know what my train looks like?
I don't know, but I feel like I've seen it before.
Wait a second, hold up. Let me get a closer look at you. He gets really close. Holy fuck, are you a ghost? He kind of reaches out, touches you, like puts a palm on your chest and like tries to push it through you.
It's not going to go through my chest, I assume.
Yeah.
I better not be a ghost.
I could have sworn we saw a ghost that looked just like you on the tracks, like fucking like a year ago.
I can assure you, I haven't been here for a year, only 2 months or so. But when I came through the portal, I remember a train like this one. I saw the front, the design, the smoke coming out from the back.
His eyes kind of light up and he starts to smile. Oh, I got a nickname for you. Yo, welcome aboard, Phantom.
That's awesome. Out of character, that's awesome. In character, Elias is not pleased.
Yeah.
Ha ha ha. All right, that was episode 8 of Revival, our Dungeons & Dragons real play podcast. You can check us out on iTunes or here on YouTube. You can also check out our other podcasts, Let Me Tell You About, and sometimes Swole Quest. We'll see, that's quote-unquote bi-weekly. You can check us out on Twitter at LetMeTellYouPD, or check out the Discord channel in the description to come hang out with the cast. And we'll see you next time.